Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast.
Just in at elevatorbooks.com is Monsters in the Elevator, an all-new cooperative math card game for kids. To win, your elevator must reach the top floor without breaking.
Monsters in the Elevator is for 2 to 6 players ages 7 and up. It takes 2 minutes to learn and 5 to 20 minutes to play. For more information and to order your set, visit elevatorbooks.com by clicking on the link in the show notes.
This is your daily industry news update for April 14th, 2017. In today's news, details have been released on a Hyundai contract in Saudi Arabia, a developer goes chasing waterfalls in Brisbane, Australia, an Indian state is now requiring completion certificates, and a pair of towers in Seattle would be a link between a neighborhood and downtown.
Hyundai Elevator has released details about its contract for Security Forces Medical City in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. It is to outfit the governmental project with 284 elevators and 24 escalators. This includes 7 geared elevators with capacities of at least 2,000 kilograms, 10 gearless elevators, and 78 machine roomless elevators. Most of the elevators are larger size than normal. The large-scale medical complex will be the biggest of its kind in the Persian Gulf countries. It will have 400,000 square meters of medical facilities and 500,000 square meters of residential space.
Brisbane Development reports Brisbane, Australia-based Aria Property Group hopes to build a 33-story residential tower at 77 Hope Street in South Brisbane that features a 118-meter-high waterfall inspired by the Queensland rainforest and subtropical climate. Koichi Takada emerged victorious among 4 architecture firms competing with their designs. The waterfall would not just be a striking visual element, but also provide natural irrigation to the heavily landscaped property, as well as providing a cooling mist, just as a natural waterfall. Also planned are art elements, such as colored glass that would imbue public areas, such as elevator lobbies, with different light depending on time of day.
The Times of India reported architects will now issue completion certificates to buildings that rise 15 meters or higher in Rajasthan, India. The state's Urban Development and Housing Department has created a panel of 10 architects to carry out the task. Developers must submit a layout plan verified by the registered architect. Once construction is completed, a panel member will inspect the site to issue a completion certificate. If an architect finds a construction fault, a case will be registered against the developer under the Council of Architects. Due to rapid apartment building construction in Jaipur, the state capital, 8 of the 10 panel members have been appointed there.
World Architecture News reports a pair of 440-foot-tall 38-story towers would be a link between an up-and-coming neighborhood and downtown Seattle. A project timeline was not given, but what is being called Miner and Stewart Towers consists of approximately 800 residential units, or 400 in each tower, atop a mixed-use podium with retail, shared amenities, and offices. Being developed by WATG, the structure's boxy design features cantilevers that provide landscaped outdoor amenity decks. Open retail and restaurant spaces provide further connection to the outdoors and surrounding community.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to follow us on Twitter for industry news and events, product information, and much more.